his power. Selfish activity has limited power. If you work with ego and egocentric desires, if your actions are directed towards personal gains, your work becomes limited, lacks efficiency, dynamism. Drop your selfishness, renounce your egoistic tendency, pitch up a higher goal in life, a nobler cause, an ideal beyond your self-centered interests. Let your activities be directed to the set ideal. Let your work turn impersonal. Your actions then become efficient, dynamic. They produce results. You command power, strength. Let an employee approach his employer for a personal favor with a selfish desire to fulfill. He hesitates, falters, fumbles. He lacks strength to put forth his case. Let the same person take up a common cause to serve the interests of his fellow employees. He then approaches the boss with a higher purpose, with no personal motive in it. His impersonal attitude provides him courage and strength. His action becomes powerful, his effort fruitful. Apply this principle in life. Annihilate your ego. Get rid of your little self. You gain power and strength. Your activity assumes infinite proportions. That determines the power of a self-realized person. In the invocation to the Gita, a verse describes the power of the spiritually evolved. It makes a mute speak, a lame scale mountains.